over the next 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Megan Bowman in Tampa.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's some unmistakable music by George Friedrich Handel and the hornpipe in D from the Water Music Suite, performed there by La Stravaganza, led by Andrew Manzi, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues in the afternoon time here in this noon hour with some famous early music written by Chopin for both cello and piano, the introduction and Polonaise. We have that as well as Hungarian delights, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. A little bit later will give us the Hungarian serenade of composer Miklos Rocha. That's all ahead. You know, our media landscape is changing every day, seemingly every minute. Tell us about your listening habits by taking our annual Media and Technology Survey. Your response helps the station better serve our listening community. You can take the survey over at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Herbert von Karajan, and from Franz Liszt, one of the Hungarian Rhapsodies, Rhapsody No. 5 in E minor, for you next on Kansas Public Radio. From Franz Liszt, Hungarian Rhapsody No. 5 in E minor, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost about 12:25. And still to come, a Hungarian serenade. In just about 10 minutes from now, Miklos Rocha's music with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. Still to come, here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Miscellany's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. And the University Press of Kansas, publisher of My Name Was Baby, by Chris Arnon, following an intersex activist's life from early uncertainty to self-discovery with reflections on gender and culture. More at kansaspress.ku.edu. On the KU campus at the moment, 85 degrees, but not really much to say about the weather other than the fact that it's going to be hot. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the KPR listening area, which will last until Friday. Today's high temperatures around 92, with heat indexes above 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 78, and that's pretty much the same story for tomorrow. Sunny, hot, breezy, and temperatures in the 70s for Tuesday night. We have something for you next by Friedrich Chopin, something the composer wrote early in his life and career for a Polish noble family in the hopes of getting the young princess to practice her cello. Introduction and Polonaise for cello and piano, which we'll hear played by cellist Natalie Klein and pianist Charles Owen on KPR. Cellist Natalie Klein and Charles Owen at piano with Introduction and Polonaise, Opus 3, by Friedrich Chopin on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:35. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on a Monday afternoon. We know that there are some days when you just need to get away. Your day gets busy and you want to escape, even for just an hour. Well, every weekday on KPR, the likes of Mozart and Bach, Beethoven and Bernstein are waiting to welcome you. We'll keep you up to date with the news at the top of every hour and great classical music throughout the day. Kansas Public Radio's classical music is every weekday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. We're joined now by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. We have something for you from composer Miklos Rocha, Hungarian composer, who came over to the United States in the 30s to help be part of Hollywood's golden age as a film composer. Throughout his life, though, he maintained a steadfast allegiance to the concert stage, which he called his other musical life. And it's from that life that he composed the following Hungarian Serenade, which we'll hear performed by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Hungarian Serenade by film composer Miklos Rocha. We heard the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now. After the news from NPR, more classical music in store for you. We've got the Cello Concerto by Sir Edward Elgar still to come. In the 1 p.m. hour, hope you can stay with us on KPR.
The Trump administration.
Hear that story and all the latest news on All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Laughing but likely an amber glow. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes that AI is hard to avoid right now. That's why they made a version of their private search engine without AI. Learn more at DuckDuckGo.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some of the essential Bach. We heard Sheep May Safely Graze, performed by the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, with some more classical music for Monday afternoon. This 1 p.m. hour will be given for the most part to the London Symphony Orchestra and the great cellist Jacqueline Dupré, and their famous recording of Elgar's Cello Concerto. That's in just a little while here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being on hand. You know, our media landscape is changing every day, seemingly every minute. We'd like you to tell us about your listening habits by taking our annual media and technology survey. Your response helps the station better serve our listening community. You can take the survey, very easy to do, over at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. As for our music, we'll stay within the Baroque time next to enjoy Suite No. 5 for Flute, Strings, and Harpsichord by Georg Philipp Telemann. Here are the players of Camerata Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. From Georg Philipp Telemann, Suite No. 5 for Flute, Strings, and Harpsichord, performed by the members of Camerata Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. 1:27 now, and NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour with classical music to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. As well as this evening, catch an hour of classical music from 7 to 8 p.m. And from 8 to 9, Classics Live, tonight with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra from their November concert featuring Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and pianist Chaeyoung Park in the Grieg Piano Concerto. Classics Live is from 8 to 9 this evening on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. An extreme heat warning is in effect for the KPR listening area. It's going to be in effect pretty much throughout this week, lasting until Friday evening. High temperatures around 92 for today. Heat index is above 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 78, and that's about the way the weather's going to be for this week. Next on KPR is one of the great cello concertos of history, composed by Sir Edward Elgar in 1919. His cello concerto in E minor, and also one of the great recordings of this piece, cellist Jacqueline Dupré with the London Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Sir John Barbioli on Kansas Public Radio. Legendary recording of cellist Jacqueline Dupré playing with the London Symphony under conductor Sir John Barbioli with Elgar's Cello Concerto in E minor here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. and stay tuned next to the news from NPR. More classical music in the next hour. Some English works are on the way, such as an orchestral rhapsody by Ernest John Moran, and from Frank Bridge, a suite for a string orchestra. There'll be that, plus music of Beethoven and a good deal more still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. You know, our media landscape is changing every day, seemingly every minute. And we'd be interested in hearing about your listening habits by taking our annual Media and Technology Survey. Your response will help the station better serve our listening community. You can take the survey very easily over at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
The officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Every weekday for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Threats near its border.
That's Itai Stern. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at subaru.com/outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Starting things off this hour with a bit of Beethoven, a march from his opera Fidelio, performed by the Budapest Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Here on this Monday afternoon, a little bit more classical music for you. The Verdaere Trio has some music, some chamber music, introduction, theme, and variations by one Thomas Christian David, as well as the English Chamber Orchestra, and a suite for strings by Frank Bridge. All just ahead, here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Leeds Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lee.ku.edu. The Ulster Orchestra, they've got something for us now. Conductor Joanne Valletta leads in an English rhapsody, one that is based on the folk tune Polly on the Shore, different than Molly on the Shore. This was written by composer Ernest John Moran for the Norfolk and Norwich Centenary Festival in 1924. Rhapsody number 2 in E major on Kansas Public Radio. That's music written in 1924 by English composer Ernest John Moran. Rhapsody number 2 in E major, performed by the Ulster Orchestra under conductor Joanne Valletta on Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 is the time, and in just about 15 minutes from now, we'll have a bit more English music. The English Chamber Orchestra has a suite for strings by composer Frank Bridge for you. Hope you can stay with us for that. Classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. On the KU campus, at the moment it is 90 degrees, and there's not much I can really say about the weather other than the fact that it's hot out there. Breezy also, winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour, although that isn't providing much relief. The KPR listening area is under an extreme heat warning that'll be in effect until Friday evening. Tonight mostly cloudy, breezy, a low of 78, then. Tomorrow's going to be much the same, a sunny day, temperatures in the low 90s, with heat indexes above 100. a little chamber music for you next, and we've got something for you from composer Thomas Christian David, an Austrian composer who was born in 1925, a director of the Mozarteum Choir, and the founder of a radio and TV orchestra in Iran, where he spent 7 years teaching classical music. We'll hear a little bit of his chamber music now with the Werder Trio, Introduction, Theme, and Variations, on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Introduction, Theme, and Variations, composed by Thomas Christian David of Austria, played there by the Werder Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 is the time, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And later this evening, classical music picks back up again. Catch an hour of the classics between 7 and 8 p.m. And from 8 to 9, our rebroadcast of Classics Live, tonight with the Topeka Symphony from their November concert, featuring works by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and pianist Chae-Yung Park in the Grieg Piano Concerto. Classics Live is from 8 to 9 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio this evening. On the KU campus, it is 90 degrees and occasional south breezes as high as 35 miles per hour. The KPR listing area is under an extreme heat warning that is going to last until Friday evening. Tonight, cloudy skies, breezy, and a low of 78 degrees. And tomorrow, and indeed all the rest of this week, is pretty much going to be the same story. Sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 90s with heat indexes above 100. We've got the English Chamber Orchestra and conductor David Garforth for our next performance, and it's music by English composer Frank Bridge, who was the teacher of Benjamin Britten. What we'll listen to has been described as a melodically driven and winsome suite for a string orchestra. Here's the English Chamber Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends that suite for string orchestra by composer Frank Bridge, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by David Garforth, today on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now almost 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News is just around the corner, and later on tonight, don't forget to catch classical music from 7 to 8 p.m., and from 8 to 9, we've got Classics Live for you. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute FM 90.3. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. An extreme heat warning continues in effect for the KPR listening area through Friday evening. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.